For over 40 years, Ritter Farms has been involved in the food industry. We try to stay up to date on what's being done in the processing and preserving of food that is produced for us to eat. A few weeks ago, Prevention Magazine did a study of various experts who were willing to tell us why they don't eat certain foods. Here are four of those experts and the foods that they won't eat. Frederick Von Sale is an endocrinologist at the University of Missouri, and he studies bisphenol A. You all probably know it better as BPA. The resin linings of tin cans contain BPA, which is a synthetic estrogen that has been linked to ailments ranging from reproductive problems to heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Unfortunately, acidity causes BPA to leach into your food. Studies show that the BPA in most people's body exceeds the amount that suppresses sperm production or causes chromosomal damage to the eggs of animals. You can get 50 micrograms of BPA per liter out of a tomato can, and that's the level that's going to impact people, particularly the young, says Von Sale. I won't go near canned tomatoes. Campbell's soup cans have linings that contain BPA. A study was done where one man ate Campbell's soup every day for a week and one man didn't. At the end of the week, the man who ate Campbell's soup every day had 1,000 times as much BPA in his blood than allowed by the CDC. Whenever possible, buy canned items, especially tomatoes and other acidic foods, in glass jars. Joel Saladin is co-owner of Polyface Farms. He is a farmer and the author of a half a dozen books on sustainable farming. Cattle evolved to eat grass, he says, not grains. But farmers today feed their animals corn and soybeans, which fattens up the animals faster for slaughter. Corn-fed beef brings more money for cattle farmers and lower prices at the grocery store, but it means a lot less nutrition for us. A recent comprehensive study conducted by the USDA and researchers from Clemson University found that compared with corn-fed beef, grass-fed beef is higher in beta-carotene, vitamin E, omega-3s, conjugated linoleic acid, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Grass-fed beef is lower in inflammatory omega-6s and lower in saturated fats that have been linked to heart disease. We need to respect the fact that cows are herbivores, and that does not mean feeding them corn and chicken manure, says Saladin. Buy grass-fed beef, which can be found at specialty grocery stores, farmers markets. It's usually labeled because it demands a premium price, but if you don't see it, ask your butcher. Jeffrey Moyer, a farm director, is chair of the National Organic Standards Board. He says root vegetables absorb herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides that wind up in the soil. In the case of potatoes, the nation's most popular vegetable, they're treated with fungicides during the growing season, then sprayed with herbicides to kill off fibrous vines before harvesting. After they're dug up, potatoes are treated with Royal MH30, which is a chemical used on tobacco to prevent suckers. They are used on potatoes to prevent them from sprouting. Try this experiment. Buy conventional potato in a store and try to get it to sprout. It won't, says Moyer, who is also farm director of the Rodale Institute. I've talked with potato growers who say point blank that they would never eat the potatoes they sell. They have separate plots where they grow potatoes for themselves without all the chemicals. Buy organic potatoes. Washing isn't good enough if you're trying to remove chemicals that have been absorbed into the flesh. Rick North is project director of the Campaign for Safe Food at Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, and he's the former CEO of the Oregon Division of the American Cancer Society. He won't eat milk that's produced with artificial hormones. Milk producers treat their dairy cattle with recombinant bovine growth hormone, or RBGH, or RBST, as it's also known, and this boosts the milk production. But RBGH also increases udder infections and even pus in the milk. It also leads to higher levels of a hormone called insulin-like growth factor in milk. In people, high levels of IGF-1 may contribute to breast, prostate, and colon cancers. When the government approved RBGH, it was thought that IGF-1 from milk would be broken down in the human digestive tract, says North. As it turns out, the casein in milk protects most of it, according to several independent studies. There's not 100% proof that this is increasing cancer in human, admits North. However, it's banned in most industrialized countries. Check labels for RBGH-free, RBST-free produced without artificial hormones or organic milk. These phrases indicate RBGH-free products. Or you can locate a farm where you can get raw milk through a cowshares program. Contact Ritter Farms if you're interested in raw milk for your family. Our number is 865-767-2575. And always remember, healthy eating starts at the local farm.